Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to But first, I'd like to tell you a little bit about each of our hosts this evening. First, we have Ryan Adragna, who is an energy healer. He works with his team through the 7th and 12th dimensional realms, using various techniques you may have heard of, Reiki, Sekhem, and others that his spirit team provides. They always call it as it is, and you can find Ryan through Facebook as well as his website, Healing. Doing Grief Differently with Adam and Sarah, and also through the channelingericmediums.com. And I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator with 20 years working with spirit, helping you to reach goals in your life without interfering in free will or soul contracts. So welcome, everybody, to the show. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for a fun night?
Yeah, we are. And hopefully the airways will keep us alive there. You're breaking up. I wouldn't say breaking up, but it was radio silence for a little bit there. You go in and out. So maybe spirit is messing with the radio waves. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so. We'll find out maybe from a caller if they got to hear all the intro or not. So
yeah, because okay. I only heard like half of it. Cool.
And I'm on a landline over here.
Okay.
Yeah,
on
I don't
landline.
Know.
Okay.
Okay. I feel like, are you talking? Because we should just blame Shannon for everything tonight, okay, guys?
I've been on vacation okay. all week, so they got to come out and play now.
That's right.
I'll buy you an iPhone, tonight, okay, Shannon?
I'll buy you an iPhone. Oh, my gosh. Uh-oh. Can't hear you, Shannon.
Can't hear you, Shannon. They're cutting, they're chopping out.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Oh, no.
It's like this is starting to sound like a Burger King drive-thru.
I thought maybe she was getting a call or something. That's why I got interrupted.
Goodness gracious.
So maybe they're hearing us, but they're not hearing her. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe
okay,
she's
can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Now we're going to start the show over again. We just lost 4 minutes.
As long as you can hear me now, we're good. I think they killed my other handset.
Okay.
This is why
maybe
I don't own a cell phone.
Oh, yeah, your energy. Yep, you get strong energy. Okay.
Dial it down there, Shannon.
Did you already talk about the topic, Shannon? We don't know if you did or not.
Yeah, we heard that we didn't hear much. Maybe you want to start over for the callers because I didn't hear nothing.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, here we go again.
We just need to talk about the Three Stooges.
You know, I'm going to go on eBay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I've just bought you an iPhone on eBay right now, okay? That's how that works.
It's not an iPhone.
Okay, I'm on handset number 3. Can you hear me now?
Oh, my God. You know,
yes, we can hear you now.
More callers. Oh, my goodness. These callers are going to start dropping off. Oh, my God.
I've got 2 dead handsets now. I can't use those. Hopefully number 3 stays.
Well, if Sarah and I end up talking to each other for an hour and a half, taking these calls, we'll know what's going on. Throw out the window, let the dogs chew on them.
So I'll pull up an episode of Three Stooges and we'll play it. We're good.
There we go. All right. Yeah, Shannon, before you break up again, did you just want to go through the quick intros again? Because I didn't hear Sarah's. Are you there?
Oh, crap.
Oh, no. Oh, man. Okay.
Hang on.
Okay,
hang
now
on.
We hear you.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go and grab handset number 4. I need your phone.
I'm
Give
sorry.
Me your phone.
My apologies to the callers. This has never happened before.
We're going to add some excitement to the night.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, in the absence of her, the topic of the show tonight, callers is, and listeners, is stress. How and why it happens, the genesis of it, and that kind of stuff. So while Shannon is calling her IT department to figure out what's going on her end, what could you? Hello.
Hello. Am I here?
Yeah. Hey, Shannon. Yeah, but you're fired. We moved on without you. Just like our current administration, you're fired.
Oh my God.
So anyways, yeah, it's just.
I heard
just,
you. I heard
just,
you. Keep going.
Oh, you.
I heard
okay.
you. I could
so,
hear you.
Oh, you can hear us. Oh my goodness. I shouldn't have said what I said then. So Sarah, did you want to start with your thoughts on stress and the genesis of it?
Sure. So discussing stress, because there's all different ways and all different forms of stress, and it comes down to anxiety and worry. And I was going to touch base, meaning on my end of it, because of my death of my son 4 years ago in 2014, and the stress level went to the maximum. And I had to go in and learn how to slow my thoughts down. So for me, it was being more mindful and more present and more in the moment. So the tricks that helped me with de-stressing was about distracting myself. Almost just like if you were to take a toddler and you needed to distract them from something that they were focusing on that you didn't want them to focus on. I had to learn tools to help me to distract myself away from that worry just long enough to change the energy around it. So that's different things I use as far as getting out in nature, listening to music, deep breathing, any form of go-tos that helped make me feel better, even if it was just for 60 seconds. I'm not talking long term. And then I would increase it. And that helped me to slow down my thoughts and focus on and reprioritize my thoughts on what was important in that moment. So that's what I wanted to share.
Great. Excellent. Awesome. Thank you very much, Shannon. I mean, Sarah, I need another cup of coffee.
No, you don't need coffee.
Yeah, I guess I don't. I screwed up the protection prayer. You know, As an energy healer, I'm going to put another spin on this. That was awesome. Sarah, my spin on this is stress is a negative energy, and stress creates it creates a lot of things like panic attacks, anxiety, weight gain, you name it.
Mm-hmm.
It all comes from stress, and stress is
mm-hmm.
like I can break it down to three sources: person, place, and things. Let's talk about the person. It comes from a lack of boundaries. Okay, for example, when you're dealing with people out there, you've got your narcissists and you've got your empaths. I'm an empath. The narcissist tends to shows no emotion. I mean, you can hit them in the forehead with a golf ball. They'll be like, huh, what happened? I don't know. I don't care. They've got boundaries like a brick wall. Nothing really gets through them, their emotional vacuum. The empath, you can think of their boundaries as a chain link fence. They're like, oh my God, that person, I can feel their energies. I feel icky, or they cuss me out and now I feel bad. I'm, you know, you absorb all the negative energies of that person coming into you. And that's why, you know, it's so important for empaths like myself to protect themselves every day with, you know, do a very specific protection prayer with Archangel Michael. That's his job. His only job is to protect people. And he's there for you. You just have to call him in and ask him to surround you in the sphere of white light and all that kind of stuff. But it's, you know, it's the flow of, because all thought forms are energy, and everything that we spit out of our mouth is energy. And the person on the receiving side, if they're an empath, they take that energy in. Next thing you know, they go from, I'm feeling great, and scale of 1 to 10, they're 3 out of 10. They walk into a store or they're driving their car and someone flips them off. Next thing you know, they're at 2 and they're in a really bad mood and they're like really upset that someone flipped them off. They're like, what did I do? So it's a lack of boundaries. Places. You're gonna find places are very stressful. Your jails, your courts. Do you know of anybody in jail who's not stressed out? You know? Or things that go bump in the night that aren't very pleasant. You know, that door moves by itself. If it gives you a fear-based reaction, then it's probably something from a not-so-friendly dimension, like the fourth dimension. Or if you go into, like, a ghost house and it's truly haunted, that creates stress. Or war zones, post-traumatic stress syndrome. You know, you don't want to be there, but you're there, and it creates a lot of stress. And then things that stress me out personally are like alligators and poisonous snakes. I'm fine watching them on YouTube, but you'll never see me, you know, going near one. So all those things combined create stress. When we're put in situations that are beyond our comfort zone, we get stressed out from all those three different factors. And, you know, it happens to the best of us. And like I said, mostly the empaths get attacked by this stress if they don't set their boundaries, and that's a daily chore. Well, it's not a chore, it's more habitual for me anyways. So you know, I guess that's my take on it. We just, for the callers and listeners' benefit, we can talk about stress for quite literally hours. There's so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
There from a spiritual perspective, actually on all planes, spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, because you don't take care of the stress, is on the emotional part, then it starts to manifest into something physical. Next thing you know, you've got your diseases, your cancers, your thyroid problems, your Lyme diseases, all that stuff builds up inside your body, and you got problems, and now you got doctor's bills. So it's real stuff, you know? And that needs to be healed before it grows into something that it shouldn't be. So, but that'll pass.
Yeah.
Awesome, Ryan. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Uh-oh.
Who said that to you?
Oh, my God. I was just going to issue 1,000 apologies to the callers and listeners.
Wow.
Okay.
Pulling it in. Okay. We good?
Good.
Are we good?
Okay. We're good.
So, yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit about the physical side of stress. And we all get it, right? We get that we're dealing with a lot of responsibilities, especially all us adults. We put everything on our shoulders. We have to-do lists that are always way too long. We put achievements so strongly as a priority that we forget why we're going there. And what happens is our body makes cortisol. Cortisol is the stress hormone. Doctors refer to this hormone as the death hormone. Why? Because when you have so much cortisol built up in your body over years, guess what happens? Stroke, heart attack, disease, even brain aneurysms, and some disabilities with brain function, because this stuff is like acid. And those of us that have ever cleaned an engine and took a bottle of Coke and you poured it on your battery and you're watching it just fizz on that green stuff, think of your cortisol hormone, your stress hormone, is just like that on your heart, on your lungs, inside your muscle tissues. It's acidic. It builds up. We get achy joints. We get sore. We get grumpy. And it just builds until it's going to knock you and pull the feet right out from underneath you. That's the physical form that our body uses to yell and scream and tell us, hey, stop, breathe, look at what's going on, look at how you're feeling. Your emotions are putting this out. Your endocrine system is physically putting this out. If you're not going to pay attention to the mental cues and the emotional cues, your body is going to go slam against the wall, and some of us don't make it out of it. And we don't realize that because we get so busy and caught up in this list we create for ourselves. And if we can just take, at the end of every day, I know being a mom, working jobs, being a dad, trying to do jobs, trying to pay the bills, trying to keep the car payment, make sure you got wheels to get somewhere, making sure that you can make memories. Every day if you stop for 5 minutes, when you get home from work, or maybe you don't get a chance until you get ready to go to bed, and let the stress just go, because it has no other purpose other than for you to breathe, release. And if your body is screaming at you physically, listen, because this is your moment to change the direction. This is the moment to realize that to-do list, it doesn't matter whether it gets done or not, because what matters is the memories you create with the people around you, the love you express, you being present in the people you care about. That's the part that matters. And all that baggage on the shoulders, it's still going to be there tomorrow. Unless you take it down and go, you know what? I love you, stress. You serve me to remind me to pay attention to the now moment and let the rest of it set aside, because now is that moment that's so precious you create that you can pull it back anytime that stress starts to come back at you. That's my ditty on stress. I hope you could hear it.
Yes,
that was good. Wow.
Yeah.
Did you hear that doorbell
That's
ring?
Awesome.
Did you hear that doorbell ring, Shannon? That's the new iPhone that just came in.
And on a fun note, did you know that stress spelled backwards is desserts?
Ooh.
Yes. So when you're feeling too stressed, you need to break out the desserts.
That's right.
Yeah.
All righty. Are you
but
ready
yeah,
to
stress,
go?
It, stress and stress. When you let stress get out of hand, I mean, one of the most common heart attacks, especially for men, is called the Widowmaker. And it's called the Widowmaker for a reason. And most men hold in their stress for so long because men are taught often to be the strength, be the backbone. You're the one that everybody's going to lean on. And they really take it in deep.
Yeah,
because men are not often taught to be a more emotionally expressive. They're taught to be more the strength bearers. And that builds up and causes what doctors refer to as the Widowmaker heart attack. And out of the, I think it's like one in every 5,000 men actually survive the Widowmaker. And this happens to men often in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. We're not.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Shannon,
well,
you're going to have to
good.
Repeat your.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was a good stretch. Well, I'll just chime in here. You know the old expression, Sarah, of. He or she died of a broken heart. That's kind of a figure of speech. That's literally quite what happens is if someone dies of a broken heart, either due to the loss of someone or whatever, all that stress just explodes in their fourth chakra over time, and it builds up and it builds up. All that negative energy, and it is negative energy, you know, it's just building up ready to explode inside the heart because I loved this person for so long, and now they're gone, and my heart's broken. And they think that continuously from an emotional perspective, and then that's literally what quite happens. The heart gives up. They died of a broken heart. And that's real, you know.
Yeah.
So
I felt it. Yes, that's right. Exactly. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Shannon. Yeah. So.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, I filled in for you for a couple of seconds.
yeah, you cut out for a couple minutes.
Okay. You guys ready?
We're ready for callers.
Yes, we are.
All right, we're going to hit 512 first.
Hello?
512, you're on the air. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Yes, my name is Melissa, and I'm calling from Texas.
Okay. You had a question
Welcome
for
to the
us
show,
this
Melissa.
Evening?
Thank you. I'm sorry, what was that?
You have a question?
I do. I'm wondering if you guys could maybe describe or pick up on this relationship or this friendship that my boyfriend has with this girl, Michelle. Like, I'm wondering if you can describe their relationship to me because I don't know what I'm feeling about it.
You have okay. I'm just scanning your energy fields right now. I got a metallic taste in my mouth. My upper jaw muscles are very sore. You are not happy. You're grinding your teeth at night, growling type of thing.
Hmm.
hearing the jealousy, picking up the word jealousy, can you breathe in and breathe out about this? Drop your shoulders a little bit, because I'm also, I rocked my neck back and forth here, because now my shoulders are tense. I'm picking up that too.
Okay.
I need you to say, Melissa. Things, I mean, things are what they are right now. You know, you're a little stressed about this, is the theme of the show. Does that resonate with you so far?
Yes.
So what are you, release. Okay. They're asking you to release my spirit team is asking you to release the cords that you have with your ex. You haven't quite done that. He kind of, for lack of better terms, he kind of punched you in the gut, took off. That's why I've got an icky feeling in between my second and third chakra, a little bit of a stomach ache, a figurative speech punch in the gut, not physically, but mm-hmm. not happy with him. Because there's a lot of negative energies that you're flowing towards him, and he's probably flowing some towards you too, but he's got the best of it with you. And what you need to do to empower... Ooh, hold on here. Oh, my God. Go out and get your chakras tuned up, okay? I just got a big wave from my seventh all the way down to my first chakra. Get yourself a hold of a healer. I'm one of them, whatever. There are many healers out there. Get your chakras tuned up, and you got to get the negative energies out there to make you whole again.
Okay.
And I got to crack my neck here. Yeah. You got it. Melissa, you have to return, like Shannon said, you have to return to happy, okay? You have to go mm-hmm. back to a happy state. I can hear, let's see here. I can hear, I feel it. I'm anger, jealousy. I already mentioned jealousy. Short tempered. Because you're an empath, you have to clear that on a daily basis, okay? The situation is what it is. You're not going to reverse it. And this is a mm-hmm. lesson for you in boundaries, okay? And just move on. You're a beautiful woman. Your smile is infectious, as is your laughter. I can hear it. So do yourself a solid and take care of Melissa, because you're a wonderful woman, and it's his loss. And you have to understand that there's someone better out there for you, okay?
Okay.
And you have to believe it. And you have to believe it and own that in you. Don't say, why am I not worthy? Am I not wearing enough makeup? Am I not doing this, that, or the other thing? What can I do to get him back? Forget about all that. He came into your life for a reason to teach you a lesson. I got a lot of sensations from my knees down to my toes. I don't know what that means. I have to meditate on that. If I can figure out what that, I don't know why my spirit team is giving me those sensations. I got to meditate on it. But, and if I figure that one out after Sarah and Shannon chime in, I'll chime in and let you know what they're trying to tell me, so I can relay that to you. Okay.
Okay.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Yeah. Do you have any questions for me?
No. No, thank you.
All right.
Well,
okay,
okay, maybe.
All right,
so does that mean that has he already moved on then? So it's like that solid.
Yes, he has moved on emotionally, but he finds it comical that he has you on a leash, is what they're telling me. He's got a sick sense of humor. He's like, yeah, I can do what I want. Look at Melissa. Poor Melissa over there. She, everywhere I go, she's two steps behind me saying, please, 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 please. Don't give him that power, okay?
Okay.
Like I said, you're a beautiful woman. You're better than that, but you're giving him too much power. Put your boundaries up, and when you do that, he's going to say, oh, I'm not having any fun anymore. So he's kind of a dick is what I'm picking up. Sorry, but I shouldn't have said that on air.
Okay.
Sorry about that. My spirit team gives me no filters. Sorry about that. But yeah, that's what I have for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Shannon?
Yeah. You ready?
Okay. Are you
picking? Can you hear me?
Yep. I can hear you.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, this is definitely time for you to move in new directions. I'm hearing one of the big struggles as far as this relationship was to help you begin to realize self-value versus value coming from someone else, because he has no value for you. He's a player. And this, but this was to help you kind of realize that inner mirror needs to begin to shift in how you see yourself, how you deserve to be treated, and what you desire in a partnership. So boundaries is a big theme for you right now. And in relation to the theme of tonight being stress, they're showing me your stress levels keep spiking because of this, because it's a manipulation. You're kind of being that stone that's being tossed back and forth and being manipulated through your feelings, if that makes sense to you. And so they're like, this is time for you to take the reins and begin working on how you see yourself and see what you deserve in treatment from a partner. And the more that you begin to work on this for yourself, it's going to start drawing the type of man into your life or the type of relationship into your life that's going to match up with how you see you. Okay?
Okay.
You have a really good spirit team with you ready to help. They're like, just say the word, and they're going to help you with little nudges and little signs that are going to start showing up to help you to get on track with loving who you are and building the what you want for a core in treatment in a relationship. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's what I have for you.
Hi, Melissa. I'm from Texas also, so I recognize your phone number. I also got the same unconditional love of yourself, you know, getting in there and uncovering all the attributes about yourself that more or less that you were seeing a reflection of, you know. So it's getting in there and loving yourself more. And just like the other two said, returning back to your happy, clearing, balancing your chakras like on a daily basis, getting in there and clearing your emotions and getting back to feeling good about yourself. And that way, when your energy is up, you're going to attract the male energy that's going to lift you up. That'll be a good match for you. But this was a great contrast for you, this experience. So don't think it wasn't worth it. The heartache was worth it, okay? For this experience,
honestly, that's the whole reason why the breakup happened. Because it was like, you know, I'm not, I deserve better than that. Like, you know, it can't work like this. You know, I can't allow
it. Right. So look at, okay, I went through this experience. Now I know what I don't want. Now let's work on what I do want. But I'm going to feel good about myself in turn. So that's what it gets down to.
Yeah.
Being good to yourself, being kind to yourself. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Right?
Hey,
thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I figured it out, Melissa. Remember I told you to come back around to you?
Yeah.
That sensation from my knees down to my ankles, it wasn't a pleasant sensation. And then they gave me the word shin. So I put one and one together and got three. No, just kidding. I connected the dots there. They gave me a nudge. He spent a lot of his time kicking you in the shins. Okay.
Mm.
And it hurt. But that's not news to you.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to close that loop with that. Okay, that bugged me for the last 5 minutes. Like, what does that mean? And then my spirit tells me, come on, dum-dum, this is what it means. I'm like, oh, okay. So anyways, yeah. So I hope that all helped you.
Well, okay. Big hugs, Melissa.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, and we're going to roll on to our next caller is from 267. Hi, 267, you're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, my name's Donna. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I think I have spoke to Ryan before. I'm not sure. Thank you for taking my call, by the way. I just wanted to know, it was weird. I was going through something with someone. It was a breakup. It was pretty bad. I was sad. And thanks to you guys at Blog Talk, you've got me through so much this past year. You have no idea. But my girlfriend walked in yesterday. I haven't seen her in a year. And she said, oh, my God, here I've been working out. I've been doing stuff but not realizing that I've been accomplishing something. And I don't know. I just wanted to share that with you. But I wanted to know, do you see anybody coming in to a relationship with me that is going to walk beside me, not behind me, in front of me? And do you see something good coming soon? Or
I cannot predict. I'll be quite honest with you. I can only tell you about the now. As far as looking into the future, I can't tell you what I'm going to have for breakfast tomorrow morning. But not
okay.
Just a figure of speech to say. But what I can tell you is I'm looking into your fourth chakra, which is your heart chakra, which has to do with love and healing. In your heart's desire, they're telling me that they're not fully convinced that you're full steam ahead 100%. I gotta find someone right now. Your heart chakra is spinning, a little wobbly, but you're kind of in the 50-50 neutral state right now because you've been hurt in the past, so you're being very cautious. My heart just skipped a beat. I hate it when it does that. You're ready to date, but you're like, I'm gonna wait for the right person. I'm not gonna date some hack. Does that resonate with you at all?
Somewhat. Basically focused on my, like, you know, getting myself in shape and work and stuff, but I do need to get out there. And I don't know if this is going backwards, but I just wanted to, I don't know if I can, if this is another question. Do you see this person coming back to me eventually? Not that I'm going to take him back, but I'm just curious. Do you see him coming back?
If you meet your personal goals, which you just mentioned before, he might step forward. If you go in the opposite direction, I don't see him stepping forward. But like I said before, you need to, as you meet your personal goals, however you want to do that, then your self-esteem goes up, your self-confidence goes up, and, you know, and then next thing you know, 6 or 8 months down the road, you know, you never know, some other guy who's a lot cuter than him may say, hello, Donna, how are you? How about you a cup of coffee? You know, so I would work on your, and that's why I said your heart chakra was kind of neutral right now, because it's like, I have some things I need to work on first before I really go out there and dress up for the night and go to the bar or whatever. But once you meet those personal goals, you're going to put your head up high and, you know, shoulders back, say, yeah, and you are a gorgeous woman. But you're going to, but once you meet those goals, it's just going to give you that much more. And then your stress level is going to drop too. Cause you know, having stress is, you know, has a myriad of things, and it has to do with a lot of things. And, you know, appearance is one of them, you know, some people are comfortable in their own skin though. And I should preface this. I'm not saying that size of a person or whatever, there are lots of beautiful people out there, no matter how big or small they are. So,
yeah.
You know, I want to make that clear. I'm not biased towards anything here, but you know, it shouldn't matter to this person what you look like because you have a beautiful personality. But the
right.
idea that you want to improve yourself, do it for you, not for him. That's what they're telling me.
Do it for
Donna.
Yes, I definitely am. Like, I'm not a big woman or nothing like that. I'm 56 and. You know, I'm kind of a good 56, and I'm just maintaining kind of what I have.
Well, be happy, be you, okay? No one's telling Donna to change, and if he can't accept it, then that's his loss. There's going to be someone else out there who's going to, you know, come to you like a north-south magnet, okay? And you're going to be like, get off me, you little worm. You'll probably get sick of him. So, and you have to take that as a nudge or a hint that if he doesn't come after you as who you are, even if you don't want to meet your goals, then so it is. He wasn't meant to be with you. You know,
right.
and there's, like I said, so don't beat yourself up over that. That's stress, that's accumulation of negative energies that seep into your body saying, I'm not good enough, this, that, and the other thing. No, you are good enough. You are. Look in the mirror every morning and say, I love you, Donna. I am good enough. And if they don't want to be with you, then they can suck it up, buttercup. So, you know.
Oh,
that's all I'm getting. So I'm scanning the rest of your fields, and my third eye was lighting up a little bit. So don't forget to work on your mediumship abilities, okay? Your sixth chakra, okay?
Okay.
So do your meditation. Yeah, I'm not picking up anything else. You know, other than that, you're running a pretty tight ship there. All right, let that pass.
Okay.
You have any questions?
Okay.
Any other questions for me?
No, not really. No.
Okay, just want to make sure I covered all the bases there.
Okay.
Right, that'll pass.
Very good, Ryan. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. So one of the first things I heard was changing the social circles.
Yes.
For you to start getting a little more busy socializing in different groups that are passion areas for you. Okay. So they're like, you don't need to go to the nightclub or the bar. That's not your thing. You're 66, right?
No, I'm 56.
56. So they're like, you know, but there's a lot of interests that you have, and there's some different groups out there for you to connect with through those passions. And this will broaden your social circle. And they were showing me a woman coming next year. They were showing me the leaves falling. So I feel that that's around the fall season. And my team was saying that if you stay on the current course and begin to shift your social circles, you're going to end up aligning with this person through the new social associations. So that to me is the people in these groups that you're meeting and making friends with. And some of them you're not going to really be friends, like hang out with, but they're going to be association friendships. And there will be an introduction in one of those settings that's going to have a really interesting conversation sparking up that'll have your interest. But these are showing there is other potential relationships out there for you that are kind of spinning out. But they do give a warning that, you know, if you want the same old thing, it'll come. If you want something different that's going to help you grow and be more side-to-side partnership, make that shift in your social settings, which is going to change your energy because you're going to be doing things that you really enjoy and interacting people that really bring that out more, and it's going to bring in a different relationship. Okay.
Oh, okay. You mean with different like female friends or a male
mm-hmm.
friend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's going to start shifting who's being drawn into you. And there's an important woman for you to meet about that time. They're showing it as fall of next year. So once you start getting more into your joy through these social settings, it's going to bring in this introduction, which is going to lead to the person.
Okay.
If that makes sense to you.
Yes.
It's kind of like there's another person you need to meet. But it does
right.
take you doing a little bit of self-work and shifting from the old dynamic that you've been in and shifting yourself into the alignment of socializing more in what areas bring passion to you.
Right. Like, I have a friend now. She's older. She was, as a matter of fact, I saw her last night. I'm not too sure about her. I mean, I've known her since we were little, and we grew up together, and you have to get out. You need to get out and go to, you know, with me and my girlfriends, we go to the club, we drink wine, we have girls' night out. What do you feel about her? Her name's Tamara, I'll tell you.
They give a caution on that one. I get a big yellow caution sign. It's okay to socialize a little bit, but she's a little bit more in the party scene.
Yeah.
And my team is saying you're not really drawn to that. It's not a fun thing for you. So, you know, maybe a couple of the girls' nights every now and then you might go out and have some fun, but on a regular thing, it's going to kind of drag you down because there's a lot of I'm hearing additional baggage that comes with that one.
Yes, that's what I was myself. Like, she makes me feel like it's my fault because I'm not getting out there. I'm focusing on like me right now and eventually incorporating what I like to do, like going to the beach and stuff like that. I'm not really into that scene, and she makes me feel like I'm boring and I'm getting old sitting in the house. Well, I think I look kind of good compared to her. I'm not being
you're doing
take that
very
wrong.
Good. Yeah, no, my team is saying you're doing very good with that. Don't listen to her crap. That's hers, not yours. You need to do it your way, and what you're doing right now is very, very important for you at this point in your life. That's
right, I'm
like,
feeling like
change the direction.
She just wants somebody to go out with. That's what I'm
mm-hmm.
feeling like. She just wants, yeah.
Yeah, that's why it came up so strong about changing the social circle. So they're giving you a warning about that one. So shift over to some others that feel good to you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Donna.
Sarah?
So, yeah, I was getting...
Hi.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes. Hi.
Okay. Hi, Donna. So as far as Tamara, the same thing that, you know, there's drama involved going and hanging out at the clubs, you know, mixing alcohol in the clubs. There's going to be drama involved. So... you know, like Shannon said, once in a while is fine. But no, then you're just going to fall back into that type of energy. Okay, so making a new circle of friends, of like-minded, of people who are going to lift you.
Yeah.
Okay, so people who are going to lift you up, not pull you down. All right, and build, working on your intuition too. Working on your intuition. So that's a big one for you. Because as you are coming more into yourself and enjoying spending time with yourself and feeling good about yourself, your intuition is going to open up more and more. And that's going to be fun. That'll be a fun avenue for you. And
right. I go to the beach a lot. Sorry to interrupt you. I go down to the beach a lot. I live an hour away. And I go by myself because nobody wants to usually go. And I enjoy myself.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
People make me think like it's something wrong with that.
No. You're getting it. That's it. You're getting it. Some of your friends that are going to fall off to the side, they're not getting it yet. So you can be the example. You feel good about yourself, spending time, be your own best friend. You know, and there's nothing better than being out in nature. That's a cure-all right there. That's a cure-all. And just enjoy it. Don't worry what everyone else says. You feel good about, you know, and you'll see new friends. You're just going to start attracting like a magnet. You're going to attract more like-minded people that like the things that you like. And that's about us all evolving and getting to know ourselves better. And that's the cool part of it. Okay?
Oh,
so good
thank
luck,
you.
Good luck with all that. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
But thank you for calling in, Donna, and definitely let us know how it's going, okay?
I sure will, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, and we're going to roll on to 856. Hi, 856.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
New Jersey. I just wondered what you might pick up about me in general. Any messages that are coming through?
Okay, give us just a minute. Ryan, are you ready?
I'm having a hard time connecting to you telepathically, Laura. This is rare for me. I can usually pick up on people's energies really fast. Hold on. If I can't do it in the next 10 seconds, I'm going to pass. Okay, all right. The top half of my skull, my crown, just lit up like I walked and saw a ghost right in front of me. If I took my finger and circled around from my top of my eyebrows all the way around the back of my head, like you'd wear a baseball cap, just got all jacked up. What the hell does that mean? I'm going to go back to the sixth chakra on this, okay, Laura? You're scared. Ugh. Why is my neck tense? That's weird. Okay, I got all these stupid... They're sending me all these stupid physical signs. I don't appreciate that because I'm not... I just need words. They're not giving me words. Your sixth chakra, okay, don't ignore your mediumship abilities, okay? Your seventh and sixth chakras, I think, are a little jacked up. But your crown chakra is associated with spirituality, and your sixth chakras obviously your bridge to the spirit world. I'd suggest that you go out and get yourself an attunement and alignment, get them chakras spinning and balanced again, okay? There's a lot of tension behind your neck. That's where your body dumps all its negative energy, so you might want to get that taken care of. Why? I don't know. see what else am I picking up on here. Do you have the following crystals? Black hematite, black tourmaline, and clear quartz.
Yeah, I have a bunch of different types of crystals.
Okay, well, I'd suggest you, because you're a slight empath there, I'd suggest you get them cleared with white sage and carry them with you in your front pocket if you can. Your boundaries.
Yeah.
Huh?
Which ones?
Black hematite, black tourmaline, and clear quartz.
Okay, clear quartz, black tourmaline, and black hematite.
Yeah. You're not taking good care of your boundaries. They're kind of porous, so those will help when you forget to put them in your front pocket or something stupid like that, and you know, carry them around. I don't know. I don't even know what your question was, so I'm just kind of putting the stuff out there because that's what I'm picking up on. What else? Do you have chronic heartburn or something? I'm picking up on some indigestion between my maybe it is between my second and third chakra, maybe from a diet, or.
I'm having aches and pains right now.
Do you eat anything associated with wheat? Like wheat flour, like breads, pastas, and.
Yeah. Why am I allergic?
Okay, and. No, but because your DNA is being upgraded to the fifth dimensional frequency, wheat is a third dimensional frequency food. So now what you're doing is you're eating poison. Your body's going to start putting you in the hurt locker for that. I'd suggest you go gluten free. Italian, if you're that's not good news if you're Italian.
I'm not, but I hurt, and I can't figure out why I'm hurting.
Well. Because I tell you what, do yourself a solid. Take care, get rid of all the wheats, wheat flours, you know, your breads, bagels, cookies, pastas. Tomato soup from Campbell's has wheat in it. Licorice is made from wheat. Do yourself a favor. When you, next time you go shopping, read them labels on the back. Most of the time, you don't have to scan through that 3-inch long ingredient list. Usually at the bottom, it'll say it contains the following allergens: milk, soy, blah, 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 or wheat. If it has wheat in it, don't eat it. Do that experiment for 2 weeks and see how you feel. All right?
Okay, thank you.
Now, I'll be quite honest with you. Getting off of wheat is like smoking cigarettes. You have to do a cold turkey, and you're going to be you're not going to be feeling good for a couple of days because your body's going to be going through withdrawals. Okay? Because I did that 4 years ago, and I was like, this, I am not happy. But after you do a detox, okay, after 3 or 4 days, you're going to start coming out of it and feeling better. So.
Yeah, I got to try something because I'm in a lot of pain.
Well, I know you are because I can feel it. I can feel it. I know
Sorry.
You are. that's my job as a healer is that when I merge myself and other people's energy fields telepathically, I feel what they feel. And I'm telling you right now. From Dr. Ryan here, get her done. Take that weed out, and you'll surprise yourself. And then you can call me a couple of weeks and say thank you.
you mentioned mediumship stuff. Am I supposed to be doing
about that? Yeah. Why don't you start by reading the book if you haven't read it already? Ghosts Among Us by James Von Prague. Don't let the title fool you, though. It's a good book, full of good tools. It'll help kind of draw you in. But yeah, you have a natural ability for intuition, but you're blocking that ability because you're like, I really don't have time to deal with that right now, so I'm not going to deal with it. You know, you're like, I'd just rather sit down and watch Jerry Springer.
They move stuff around the apartment and things like that, and, you know, stuff happens. Lights and all the other good stuff. And, you know,
So, yeah, I'd start by reading that book if you haven't read it already. And, because them guys are tripping in your ears. I bet you, I'm hearing that you're getting a lot of ringtone pitches in your ears.
Yeah.
Throughout the day. And so when you get that, say
not every day. It happens.
Yeah, well, taking all the time when it happens and looked up your angel card number. And that's what your guys are pounding into your... I'm laughing. I always should have said this on there, but they say they're... Let's say that maybe that's why I got that fuzzy feeling around the top of my skull earlier, 5 minutes ago. They're trying to pound it into your thick skull. Are you a little bit of a... Are you a little stubborn? I can't,
yeah.
Laura.
Yeah.
I figured it out again. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I can't say that out of the air. Okay. So your marching orders, Laura, are no wheat. That'll get rid of all that crap that you're feeling and start showing more of an interest in your third eye, okay?
Well, I am reading books on it. I mean, you know, I'm doing that. So
well, meditate.
Well, I don't do that, I have to admit.
I know, that's why. I know you don't do it. I know you don't, because that's why they told me to tell you to meditate. So, and you don't have to,
I did it one time, and I got the word patience, and then I got mad.
Yeah, and you don't have to meditate. Whenever people say meditate, they think yoga. You don't have to get into an Indian stance to do it. When I meditate before I start healing people, I just lay down in bed, look at the ceiling, and I let my eyes go double cross and double vision, and I start to see my angels and guides come in streaks of white light and swirls, and then I say, now I'm ready to start healing someone. So that's how I do meditation. I don't watch anything. I just sit there in silence, okay? I mean, lay there in silence.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That'll pass.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Hi. So I have a gentleman here who says that he's the one that turns all your lights on.
I have to go.
And I've been, like, poking at him going, are you, like, dad, brother, friend, what? And he keeps laughing at me going, all of the above. All of the above.
Well, my dad was a jokester. But the lights blink up and down. Not all the time. Once in a while, I would say. And then,
yeah.
Especially if I'm at a funeral home, I see that. Restaurants.
Yeah. He has been doing everything he can manipulate, and I can't say that on the air. We're gonna have to rephrase that. I can't say that.
Shannon, right. I've already broken that rule. Sorry.
He's got quite the outrageous sense of humor.
Yeah, he
was. He says, you're not laughing enough. And you've been taking things way too serious.
Yeah.
And he says that he used to use a technique with you when you were young that used to just make you bust out laughing all the time. And I feel like we're playing peekaboo, but with teeth, which was something that, you know, like somebody's got false teeth and they pop them out at you. He's giving me that visual of popping teeth out and scaring people.
No, that wasn't him, though. That was weird. He used to turn his eyelids inside out, you know? That was weird. He used to do that to all the kids.
So they want you to know that they're the ones that have been playing around in your house. And when you go out, and they would like you to lighten up a little bit and have some fun along with them. Even laughing along and saying, oh, yeah, thanks, guys, I hear you. Uh-huh. And they're going to help you with starting to lift up a little bit, because he says you've just been way too serious for way too long, and you need to recapture your laughter. So they do plan on playing a few fun antics with nature around you. Oh, he does say, though, if you ask, they'll try to behave and not make you pee your pants. So, okay. That one I can say on air. And the more that you start doing this, it's going to help you to start feel better as you start to make some changes in your life. And he says he's going to give you a couple of symbols when you're asking the questions. He likes to use, I don't know what that is. Robins. When you're asking a question about a choice to make, he'll answer you yes or no with something referring to robins. Did he
okay.
like Robin Hood? Did he like Robin Hood?
No.
One of these gentlemen like Robin Hood because they keep putting on these little green hats.
I have no idea.
You are so hilarious. But yeah, he says Robins because he likes Robin Hood. So
well, he was.
Look
he
for
was
the Robins when you're asking questions about choices to make. He says,
okay.
Look for the Robins, and that'll be my yes.
That'll be his yes.
Okay.
Well.
That'll be his yes when you see the Robins. Or you have the word Robin show up, or he'll use those kinds of references. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Laura.
Hi.
And so I was getting your father, too, and at the very beginning he said that having more of the happy-go-lucky, you know, attitude and just take life less seriously and building your communication with him. Would be great, you know, just like Shannon told you with the robin. So there's lots of different ways you can, you know, build that bridge of communication with them and have fun with it. And then when you acknowledge it and laugh with it, it'll lift your, literally lift your spirit, right? And you'll see, because this is something, this is part of your calling too, is your mediumship skills. So this is part of your calling, opening up more and more. And I do, I have a Facebook group with my son in spirit. So if you go to my website, you'll see it posted. It's a closed group to help with communicating with your loved ones. So you're more than welcome to join that.
Thank you.
Yeah, and different forms of meditation, you know, that like Ryan had stated. So you can do, sorry about that. It might have been your dad. That was probably your dad having me say that. Forms of meditation that work, you know, it doesn't have to be like Ryan said, you don't have to be sitting in the Om position, but for me, I like to use a lot of active meditation, whether it's just walking, doing dishes, doing mundane tasks is a great way, you know, to hold your attention where you're just clearing thoughts. So that way you can get impressions and more feelings of your loved ones.
Okay? Sometimes I move stuff around a lot and I'll keep doing it and so I acknowledge that I want them to stop doing it. So it's kind of like, it's almost like they escalate it until I acknowledge it, you know? Because I usually don't acknowledge, just ignore it.
Right. And then you can build more of a personal relationship if you want, and then you can just talk to them when you want. Or, you know, it almost, you bridge it and build that relationship that you want with your father and any of your loved ones. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
That's the cool part. You're welcome. Okay, best of luck.
Thank you, all of you. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for calling, Laura.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're going to go to 321.
Hi.
Hi, 321. Fine. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Sure. I'm Gilles, and I'm calling from Florida.
How do you spell your name?
You want me to spell
Regile?
My name?
Did you say Regile?
Not Ruh, just Gilles.
Oh!
Just Gilles. It's
that's a beautiful name.
Gilles. Thank you so much.
Beautiful.
Thank you. So, I'm not quite sure where to start with this, but I recently started to, I opened up a small shop on Etsy to do tarot readings.
Oh,
and
cool.
For several years, I had been told by various different unrelated people, mostly priests, like a voodoo priest recently, and then before that, an Ifa priest, a priest who practices in the Ifa tradition, and also another tarot reader in a totally different part of the world. So over several years, people have been telling me, like, you need to do readings. You need, and I had been reading several years ago. Then I got very, very sick. And so I've been sick for several years. And so I've been recovering. And I got to a place where I felt like I could begin to do that. So I recently opened the shop. But I'm so scared. And I feel like I'm not sure, like I'm trying to get things off the ground. I've been working on it steadily, but I just feel like am I ready to do this? It's kind of a strange question for me because I used to do totally different. If I told you what I used to do, you're just going to be like, that's what you used to do, and now you're afraid of doing this thing.
Yeah.
It wouldn't make a lot of sense.
No, right? we're not judging.
I used to be a forensic medium, so I used to work with law enforcement and in the court system. When I was conducting investigations, I'd use my mediumship abilities and those abilities. Okay, so that's like, I mean, on one hand, like. That sounds really hardcore. I think that that's really where my skills lie because I have forensic training and I'm able to apply those. But people have been like, no, you really need to be giving sort of general advice. And so I thought, well, I could work and try to do that kind of general work and kind of get back into it and then specialize in that other area. But what I want to know is, what do I need to know about getting this off the ground? Like, why do I feel so blocked? What's up?
You're so cute.
Because you're blocking yourself.
Around your illness, are you afraid of getting sick again? Or something, you just got something you're holding on to? You picking up on that, Ryan?
Yeah, I was
just going to say, Jill, you're blocking yourself. I right now, my spirit, my team has given me, my entire upper and lower jaw muscles are tight and sore right now. You've taken in so much negative energy from all these people telling you what to do, and it's just your energy field is bloated. It's not 18 inches from your body. It's not tight, and you're just like overwhelmed. It's like I feel like I'm laying down and there's a truck. They're giving me the visual of me having a full length plywood board, and there's a truck on top of me. I can't breathe. I feel like I'm being smashed, and you just like I'm suffocating. It's like I'm trying to move this truck off me, and that's why my jaw is sore, my neck is sore, as are yours. And you need to speak your truth and follow what's and you know what you want to do. but I, for some reason, you forced yourself in another direction of this tarot shop. Your true love.
Ryan.
My team calls a spade a spade. I tell you what, I have a circle of friends who do what you do, and they love it. They solve crimes. You have to be very, very proud of that, because that is becoming legit in the court system. They're beginning to trust mediums, and that's becoming, you know, something that is widely accepted, just like, you know, Reiki is versus what I do. Stuff I do isn't widely accepted, but anyways, you have to. You're kind of trying to squeeze. It's like the image they gave me with this tarot card shop, Jill, is it's like plucking open the bottle of wine. You know that champagne when you pluck open that cork, the cork expands.
Yeah.
Good luck trying to get that cork back in that bottle of champagne, and that's what you're trying to do. You have to somehow magically compress that bottom cork and squeeze it back into the bottle. Good luck to you on that. So what they're telling you to do is go back to your passion, and that passion is what you left behind, and that's why my throat chakra is all jacked up. But your third eye, your third eye is kind of ignoring it a little bit, but your guides and your angels want you to reopen that. It's not that it's not open, but you're just kind of ignoring it a little bit. I hope that makes sense to you.
That does make sense to me.
You know? I mean,
thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, you're welcome. But before you go back to that the original profession that you're so good at, get your chakras tuned up again, okay? So make sure they're nice, healthy,
okay,
and spinning, all right?
Thank you.
All right, with that I'll pass.
Hi, Shield.
Hi.
Hi. So, my team is telling me that one of the big factors that's blocking you is the fear of getting sick again from the work, because you were absorbing and transforming a lot of energy, but it was staying within your own energy fields. So, their advice to you is to start working. Learning about boundaries, learning about working on energy management, your own energy, okay, and being able to not only get into that energy, but being able to transmute it and release it from you rather than it bogging you down like it did before. They're also bringing up about maintenance, that's a skill you weren't taught, is how to be able to maintain your own energy instead, because you would work on these cases and it would just suck you dry. By the time you finished the case, man, you were like wiped out in bed just going, oh, my God, wow. And
absolutely
so
right.
This was really manifesting into the physical because there was so much of it. And, yeah, you love the work and you're very talented in the area. So now they're saying now's the time for you to regroup. New tools need to come into play for you, and that's going to help you to move through the block that's your own fear of illness. And that's going to open you up to be able to do both forms of reading and even begin to expand your abilities into into alternate forms of channeling. They do suggest that you work with another medium at first on a one-on-one to get comfortable and learn some of the tools. Okay. So anything that's related to those type of tools is what you're looking for, all right? You're more than welcome to reach out to me on my Facebook page if you want to do a session where you try to read me. I'm open to working with you a little bit and help you get through that fear. or you can find plenty of other mentors out there, or even someone one-on-one in your area that you could see physically to kind of get feel like you have a grip on the reins. And that's going to help you begin to make the shift to go through the block, and it's going to help you to learn some of the tools that you need for your own energy so that you can go back, be able to do both forms of work of service. That makes sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah. Because you sucked up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I did.
Tough ones. And they're like, yeah, it really... A lot of it came in, and it really affected the chakras, and that's where you got so sick. So you're ready to take those next steps, and now it's going to be about you learning how to use your tools, but also how to work with your energy in a better way, so that way you can be the transformer and still receive what you need without it impacting you personally. All right? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. Sarah?
Hi, Jill. Yes.
Hi.
Hi. So I was getting same thing as far as your, you know, putting your boundaries up and not taking your work home, you know, working on your boundaries or building your own toolbox. Okay. So they said you're very, very good at what you do, and that is your passion, but you can learn to bridge both of those and to know that you can rely on your spirit team to help you with that, okay? So help you to work through those fears. You know, we forget when we're in that worry cycle that just to go within, and they'll show you ideas too. And like Shanna said, to hire a medium, you know, to help you, that would be great. And just learning to learn more about balancing your time. That's going to be a big part of it, balancing your time.
Right.
Yeah. And that's normal. We all go through that with any kind of work, especially, but with this type of work, it's so important, and you're going so deep in, you know. So balancing your time and being good to yourself. Yeah. Being good to yourself, being kind to yourself, putting yourself first. You put yourself first. Okay, then your family, then your work. So, reprioritize.
It's really hard with that work because it's like, it's justice, mm-hmm. and it's victim advocacy, and it's mediumship.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I really, really care about it.
Yeah,
like, it's
I can feel
deep
it.
In me,
yep.
You know?
It's deep in you, but you got to be able to cut it off at a certain point. You know, so whether... You know, if you're doing your work in certain areas of the house, you know, then that's only where you do it. So, you know what I mean? So you can, it's kind of like the people who put the treadmill in their bedroom. It doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Right. That makes sense.
Okay, so figuring those little things out with you, okay? And that's the kind of that'll be the fun part of it, though, to say, oh, my gosh, I'm on a new adventure now. I'm going to do it differently this time. Because you're in a different energy in a different place as you compared to where you were before too, and that's a beautiful
Absolutely.
Gift. Okay, so
Very
good luck
true.
With that.
Thank you all so much. That was really helpful.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So lucky you.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You.
Okay, guys, we've got time to get one more caller in.
Okay.
So we're going to go to 435, and then we'll wrap it up for the night.
Hello?
Hi, 435. Hi.
Oh, my You're gosh.
You're on the air. Can you give us your first name?
Kelly.
Kelly?
Kelly?
Yeah.
And where are you calling from, Kelly?
Utah?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And you got a question for us?
Yeah. Okay. okay. Sorry. I've actually talked to Sarah before, and I love you, Sarah. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Kelly.
So it's kind of the same thing I've talked to Sarah about before, but my ex-husband's a violent alcoholic, and my daughter's 14 now. She's visiting him, and I've gone to court many, many times, and the judge doesn't really, you know, I push for supervised visits, and it doesn't happen. You know, I don't like being stressed. I do yoga. I breathe. I try to be mindful of what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, but it's still there. Sometimes I'm good at getting rid of it, but, you know, I guess, so for me, it's kind of like, what's the bigger perspective? I feel like it's almost over, which is really exciting. I'm very excited about that. I know, like, I don't know. I don't really want to endure this for the, sorry, I was just thinking, like, I was going to say, we really can't predict the future, so maybe it's kind of like a paradox, right? Like, I'm still worrying about it, even though, which causes stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, Ryan?
Yeah, I don't really have much here, Kelly. Just I'm gonna just go back really quickly here to getting like I mentioned a couple other callers. Make sure your chakras are healthy and spinning, okay? And work on your boundaries, because your ex-husband did a really good job of destroying your boundaries and making you and belittling you and making you feel like a worm. So, you know, just go back to what the great Eleanor Roosevelt used to say, what someone thinks of me is not my business, okay? And that's something that we all have to work on a daily basis as empaths. So I don't know if you heard earlier with the other caller about carrying around three crystals. I'd recommend you do the same thing. You know,
oh, and I have all those crystals.
Okay, do you carry them with you?
No, I have them by my bed. And I do meditation sometimes where I put them all in my chakras.
Mm-hmm.
And I just lay there.
Well, I'd recommend you carry them with you, especially throw them in your front pocket or your purse or somewhere where they're close to your energy field. Because when you have to engage with this guy, then them stones will help block some of that muck coming at you. I mean, sitting on your, you know, they have to be inside your energy field. Sitting at your house 20 miles away ain't gonna do you any good. So, you know, but stress, like I mentioned earlier in the part of the show, it has to do with a lack of boundaries through no fault of your own. But there are tools that you can use to help strengthen your boundaries. Like, you know, and you're doing all the right things. I mean, you're giddy as a squirrel girl. I mean, I love your attitude. You're a very loving woman. You've got a heart of gold. And don't let this guy tear you down. Don't let him get to you. You know, build, work on building that brick wall around you. Just, you know, leave a couple holes for your kids. so they can peek inside and say, hey, Mom, how are you doing? But for him, you know, plug those holes back up. So I hope that makes sense to you.
It does. I will carry the crystals with me, and thank you.
You're welcome, and with that, I'll pass.
Okay. Shannon?
Thanks. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
So this was part of both yours, all three of you, actually, part of the soul life plan for this relationship. And your guide team want you to know you're doing an awesome job because you recognized the problems and began to make changes. And that was part of the learning that needed to happen. So, but they do want you to change how you're looking at the now and moving forward because you're focused, you keep focusing on the worry and it is creating more worry. And it's not good for your heart. And it's not good for your energy because it brings you down and it stresses you out.
Well, yeah,
and then you start worrying about the worrying. Then she starts worrying about worrying. So we're like, so they want you to start thinking of the things that bring you and your daughter happiness and bring those more into your focus that you are moving and creating new opportunities, new experiences, things that bring joy. The issue with the father is going to begin to slow down, and then things are going to begin to change for you and your daughter, where you're going to be able to start doing healing work for both of you that's going to help your relationship to blossom in beautiful new directions. They do want you to know that you have a lot of guidance around you, and when you're feeling like you are an ant with a magnifying glass over your head, breathe, ask them to come around you, and you're going to feel the energy shift and begin to soften. And they're going to help you to bring better clarity and focus in how to deal with the situations when they pop up. And that'll help you to release worrying and instead bringing them in around you more and be able to make advancement moving forward feeling good rather than stressing so much. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
So, yeah, no, your energy, I mean, I know you're worrying about worrying and because you don't want to fall back into that same thought process, and that's part of it, right? And so you're wanting to create a new norm. So you've got to focus on how you want your life to progress in a positive way. So take that worry, if you work, focus on that and say, I'm going to change it. I'm going to distract myself because I'm going to focus on what my life is going to be like now with my daughter as it changes. Okay.
But what about the things that I can't control? Like, I can't control, like, her visitation or the judge or, like,
yeah,
you know, like, I wish she was with me all the time, but that's not what
yep.
reality is.
Yep.
So,
right. And
what
that's
do
stuff
I do
you
about
can't.
That?
Stuff you can't control, you've got to put faith and trust in the universe that it's all going to work out for the highest and best, because those are things you cannot control. And it feels like it's just a habit of worrying, so you've got to break that habit, you know. Trust and have faith that it's all going to work out. You know that your team is around you all the time. Talking about coins, be looking for coins too, besides feeling their energy. Tapping. I don't know if we've talked about that before. EFT.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I
that's your
that
go-to, because you can do that in the car, you can do that, you know, at any given time. That'll help break that energy, break that thought process, you know. It's no different than having, like, a rubber band on your wrist and you snap yourself every time you think of something to worry about, okay? So you've got to break that energy because you're getting into, like, you're playing the same record over and over.
I have one
okay.
other question really quick is, like,
mm-hmm.
even though if somebody's violent and evil or whatever in this life, when they die, is it just only evil here on earth, and when you die, you're, you know what I mean? Like, you just
right.
leave that
right.
all behind.
They can't hold on
yeah.
to that. Yeah, they can't. Yeah, they can't hold on to that. That's earthly crap.
So in that,
it's earthly
so,
crap.
So know he's the, a person now, but his spirit's good.
Kelly,
the spirit's good. His higher self is good.
The spirit's good. Yeah. Kelly, know this. The personality that is here on earth, when that soul returns home, will have a life review, and they will see all of the experiences in their life, and they will be able to feel, understand, and express from every person's point of view that they interacted with and impacted. So the soul receives love because they're playing a role on stage here. But they also receive understanding for what the role was and how it impacted others.
Right.
For me, that's like one of those little golden gems that you can hold on to on earth and go, you may be a total asshat here,
but your soul is.
But I know
okay.
when you go home, you're going to understand where I'm coming from right now in this body, in this personality, and how you impacted me. And then when you
yeah.
go home, you're going to look at him and you're going to go, you know what? You played a really good jerk for me.
Yeah.
Okay, I needed a good jerk, and you knocked it out of the park, dude. I love you.
Right,
here,
like
but
an
down
actor.
On
good
earth.
Job.
Like you're acting the
okay.
part.
Act in the park.
Oh, well, thank you all so much, and much peace and love
yeah.
to you.
Yeah, big hugs and kisses, Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank
Take
you
care.
For calling.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay, guys, we need to go ahead and wrap it up for the night. Sarah, would you like to go ahead and share your contact info for everybody?
Sure. My website is sarahkajawa.com. That's K-U-J-A-W-A. And I'm also part of the Eric's spirit team, also known as the Channeling Eric Medium. That you can find that also on Facebook. And I also have a Facebook closed group called Doing Grief Differently with Adam and Sarah. That's it.
Awesome.
Ryan?
Cool. Yeah. Callers can find me at my website, healingsthroughspirit.com, or they can dump me an email at healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com, or search my Facebook for Ryan Adragna. And that's A-D-R-A-G-N-A. No one can spell Adragna. Neither can I. I should have been born Ryan Smith. I don't know.
Next life.
Yeah,
next
no,
life.
No, no more next life. No more next lives here. Maybe in. I'm going back
yeah,
to the
I'll
Pleiadians,
see you with the
okay?
planning council.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Going back to the Pleiadians, I don't know.
The Blue Man Group.
There you go. The Blue Man Group.
Yeah.
Love it. All right. And so we are Enter the Light on Friday nights, and I'd like to go ahead and do about the other Sacred Embers shows that we have. On Wednesday night is Divine Connections with Sue De La Monte and Lynn Bleasdale and Jody Higgins. And then on Thursday night, we have Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen. Whoa, her name just popped out of my head. Thank you.
Powers.
Thank you,
okay.
Eileen Powers. I mean, it just literally went. And we're Into the Light on Friday nights. All of our shows begin at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, here on Blog Talk. And I'm your host this evening, Shannon Johnson, metaphysical facilitator and medium. You can also find me on Facebook as well as my website. And please join us again next week for lots of fun, laughter, some spiritual talk, and a little bit of reading. And hopefully my phone works.
Go to Walmart, okay?
Get a bug phone.
Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight, and to my two co-hosts.
Yeah.
It's been awesome working with both of you this evening. We had a blast and a lot of laughs.
Yeah, we had a lot of laughs.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, and for all the callers who dropped tonight. Please call again next week, and we will get to you.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Definitely.
Good night.
Good night.